Well, I think that obviously there's been a lot of concerns raised about charter schools. The Detroit Free Press did some sort of mammoth investigation and found a lot of abuses and questionable behavior. The charter school people have dug in their heels, which is sort of puzzling. I thought they might say, well, we know there's some problems and they may be exaggerated, but we're going to try to correct them, but they're really not admitting any problems at all. And so this again has now become it's an election year. The Democrats really have no power to do anything, and nothing is going to happen this session for sure on charter schools, but it's sort of drawing lines in the sand, and we'll see sort of what happens.
What Detroit needs, says Mayor Mike Duggan, is a new regional water authority. He pitched it to the city council this week, but the idea got a lukewarm reception from some members. Does the plan make sense, Jack?
To me, it makes a lot of sense. I think they've been going around back and forth on this for years and years, with both people in the city and suburbs kind of using it for political reasons and not really seriously attempting to get a solution. This plan would create a new Great Lakes Water Authority. There'd be representatives on it from Detroit and also from the surrounding counties, and even somebody outside the main three, big three counties who use Detroit waters. And more money would be generated, as I understand it, to do some very necessary things like updating the system. There's some, you know, some of the pipes are as much as a century old or more. It really doesn't. The interesting, fascinating thing about this is the city council really doesn't have the power here, because until the end of this month, there's still an emergency manager, and he has sort of signaled that even if they vote no, that's fine, we're going to do it. I think that if it hadn't been for the emergency manager, this likely might never have happened.
Enbridge, the company responsible for a huge spill in the Kalamazoo River 4 years ago, says it has fixed the internal problems that may have led to that spill. Is everything all better now, Jack?
There's a lot of worry about a lot of things, certainly pipes involving oil, and while they seem to have fixed this one, you never see a disaster before it's coming most of the time.
Exactly. Well, thanks, Jack, and enjoy this autumn weekend.
You too. Enjoy the sunshine.